Imagine a world where the most powerful leadership act isn't taking charge, but giving power away. This counterintuitive approach forms the foundation of Unleashed, where Harvard professors Frances Fry and Anne Morris challenge our heroic notions of leadership with a revolutionary idea. True leadership isn't about you. It's about how effectively you empower others. This paradigm shift has transformed organizations from Microsoft to Fortune 500 companies, offering a refreshingly human approach to leadership that resonates in our complex world. The book's central premise is deceptively simple yet profound. Your effectiveness as a leader isn't measured by your personal achievements, but by how much better others perform because of your presence, and even more importantly, in your absence. Most leadership advice focuses on becoming more impressive, charismatic, or visionary. But what if that's entirely wrong? Leadership's true essence happens in quiet moments, honest conversations with struggling team members, taking chances on uncertain talent, or delivering difficult truths to superiors. These moments rarely come with applause, but represent leadership at its most authentic. Traditional heroic leadership models fall short with today's complex challenges. Climate change initiatives, digital transformations, or culture shifts require collective intelligence and distributed leadership. No single person can have all the answers. When we fixate on ourselves, our vision, charisma, brilliance, we inadvertently diminish those around us, creating dependency rather than autonomy. Trust is fundamental to leadership. We unconsciously signal our trustworthiness, with stress amplifying our problematic patterns. Everyone has a trust wobble, their typical point of failure, and a trust anchor, their reliable strength. Trust breaks down in three areas: empathy, perceived self-interest over others; logic, questioned judgment or competence; and authenticity, perceived lack of genuineness. To identify your patterns, reflect on moments when trust was lacking. Which element was in question? Empathy wobbles commonly affect analytical people who show the agony of the super smart, engaging intensely until comprehension, then visibly checking out. Logic wobbles stem from others' doubt in your ideas or execution. Combat this by leading with your main point before supporting evidence, rather than building up to conclusions. Authenticity wobbles occur when others can't access your genuine self. While strategic self-censorship may be necessary, especially for those facing bias, using inauthenticity as a regular strategy limits trust and leadership growth. Trust starts with self-trust. Our external trust issues often reflect internal ones. Organizations win when people bring their complete, multidimensional selves to work. Not just underrepresented employees, but everyone benefits in spaces where authenticity flourishes. The goal is to empower teams that excel because of their differences, not despite them. Every recruitment process can be improved to better promote diversity by approaching challenges with analytical rigor. For attraction, identify missing profiles and recruit where those people gather. For selection, use objective criteria rather than subjective standards like cultural fit. Creating equal opportunity requires both an inclusive culture and widespread access to development opportunities. A truly inclusive culture progresses through four levels: safe, employees feel physically and emotionally secure; welcome, people can bring their whole selves to work; celebrated, employees are valued because of their differences; and cherished, celebrating difference becomes institutionally ingrained. Effective promotion systems make advancement decisions self-evident through complete transparency in criteria. Without clarity, subjectivity creeps in, talented people get overlooked, and achievement-oriented employees waste energy guessing what's required to advance. Inclusion itself should be built into promotion criteria, as Microsoft did under Satya Nadella, making contribution to other success as important as individual impact. Strategy guides employees on resource deployment when leaders are absent. Many organizations lack strategic clarity below senior levels, which constrains independent decision-making. Good strategy must be both sound and aligned with leadership values. The key strategic imperative is outperforming competitors on customer priorities through deliberate trade-offs. Organizations must accept underperforming in less critical areas to excel where it matters, avoiding mediocrity by distributing resources strategically rather than equally. Leaders must practice ruthless prioritization, recognizing they can only excel at what's most important. Building trust and unleashing potential requires strategic choices about where to underperform. To build a sustainable business, balance value creation with value capture. Instead of maximizing profits through peak pricing, target the middle range, like Apple, creating loyal customers who feel valued despite premium prices. Culture determines real behavior when leaders aren't present, from meeting conduct and space allocation to risk-taking and information sharing. While strategy points the way, culture defines what truly matters. Leaders must diagnose cultural issues through direct employee conversations, asking how well culture supports success, whether values remain meaningful, and what changes are needed for growth. The key is listening without defensiveness. The culture change playbook follows four steps: collect measurable evidence of the problem, avoid premature sharing of findings, pilot solutions deliberately, and present both problem and evidence-based solution together. This approach proved successful at Harvard Business School, where Francis and team transformed gender culture in under a year. Data revealed women's academic underperformance and dissatisfaction. Starting with adjustments to the dean's welcome address, the pilot yielded remarkable results, eliminating gender performance gaps and increasing satisfaction from 50% to 70% within one academic year. Warning signs of self-centered leadership include rarely considering others' views, asking few questions, obsessing over personal weaknesses, and feeling threatened by others' success. These manifest in dominating meetings, claiming credit for team wins, and dismissing others' ideas. The pivot requires shifting focus outward. LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman demonstrates this by shutting off his own reel to watch others' movies, spending most meetings listening. Success is measured by how others perform after your arrival. Does their performance trend upward? This means taking responsibility for others' growth and actively working to unleash their potential. Effective leadership combines high expectations with specific praise. When someone performs well, detail exactly what worked so they can replicate it. Replace vague praise like "nice job" with specifics. The way you reconciled two competing ideas was really effective. Carlos Rodriguez Pastor exemplifies this leadership balance. His selection process prioritizes merit and entrepreneurial drive over connections. He invests heavily in development through scholarships, education requirements, and continuous learning opportunities. Empowerment leadership integrates trust, love, belonging, strategy, and culture. Built on a foundation of trust, it expands to empower individuals through love, teams through belonging, organizations through strategy, and broader impact through culture. When mastered, this approach transforms the typical leadership curve into an A path, where performance continues improving in your absence, creating impact that endures for years after departure. With nearly 70% of employees disengaged, most people operate below their potential. True leadership isn't about personal achievement, but enabling others to excel. Your greatest legacy lies in becoming the hero maker in other stories, creating cascading impact that persists long after you've moved on.